This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, November 2nd. God's word for you today is capability. Our scripture reading is taken from Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18, and it says, "But remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth, and so confirms His covenant." To experience financial metamorphosis, the first thing is, I must trust God as my source and supplier. The second thing is, I must keep good records. The third thing is, I must give the first 10% back to God. Pastor Kunle Olawale captured it aptly when he said, "For everything God gives you, there is a part of it that is not yours. That part belongs to God." Profound. If it is a house that God has given to you, there is a part that is not yours. Think of anything God has blessed you with. There is a part that is not yours. That part is for God, and you honor Him with it. If you like, call it a tithe. If you like, call it a tenth. Call it whatever you want to call it. And I would say that God will always put a portion of His in the hands of men. Look at Eden. God said, "You can eat everything, but do not touch this portion. It is mine. So, honor me with it." Genesis chapter 2, verse 15 to 17. Please read. God will always put a portion of His in the hands of men. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 to 10 says, "Honor the Lord by giving Him the first part of all your income, and He will fill your barns with wheat and barley, and overflow your wine vats with the finest wines." Did the Bible say honor the Lord by giving Him the leftovers of your income? No. The Bible says honor the Lord by giving Him the first part of all your income. If I want to experience financial metamorphosis, I must save and invest for the future. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 20 says, "The wise man saves for the future, but the foolish man spends whatever he gets." If he spends whatever he gets, that is a foolish man. The wise man, on the other hand, saves for the future. You can say savings are God's IQ test. Your capacity to save is God's IQ test. He says if you can save for the future, you are wise. If you spend everything you earn, you are foolish. Guess what? The Bible did not say whether you earn much or whether you earn little. So, it does not matter if you earn much or earn little. Even if you earn little and you cannot save, it is the same thing. If you earn much and you cannot save, it is the same thing. Different countries and cultures have different cultures of saving. You need to ask yourself, what is my savings culture? What savings culture am I creating in this family? What savings culture am I creating in my life? The average Japanese, for instance, saves 25% of their income. Paycheck in, paycheck out, month in, month out. The average Western European saves 18% of their income. The average American does not have savings, but instead spends 1% more than they earn. Let us pray. Father, as I honor you in my finances, give me the capacity to retain and multiply wealth in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.